Herod was curious to see Jesus. And that's about as far as it went. He had heard the preaching of John the Baptist, and he knew that John was right when he told him he couldn't live with his brother's wife. He didn't like what John had to say, but he was stung to the heart and attracted in a way by the words St. John the Baptist. And then it came to a moment of decision when the daughter of Herodias asked for the head of John the Baptist. He decided that he'd rather act against his conscience than in a kind of definitive way by killing John than be embarrassed in front of his court officials. So he killed St. John and then went about his merry way. And then later on, he hears about the preaching of Jesus and realizes that our Lord is also an extraordinary man. Couldn't be St. John, he says to himself, because I put him to death. So who is this man? And he wants to see him. And his curiosity ultimately is indulged on the day that our Lord is put to death, when Pilate sends our Lord to the court of Herod. And again, Herod, in his curiosity, wants our Lord to do some tricks for him, wants him to perform some miracles. Ultimately, though, his heart is closed. It's just mere curiosity. He's not really interested any longer in hearing the truth. He's put himself beyond God's grace. And the reflections of the saints upon the Gospels doesn't bode well for the eternity of Herod. Each and every one of us is given many, many opportunities to experience God's grace and to grow in holiness, to turn away from our sins and prepare for the coming of the Lord. He comes for us every day in His grace. He will come for us on the last day to bring us into eternity, and hopefully we will be prepared. But we need to keep eternity before our eyes always. Herod was only concerned with this life and his self-indulgence. He didn't really have eternity before his eyes. We need always to keep the goal before our eyes. Today we celebrate the memorial of St. Vincent de Paul, and when he first was ordained a priest, he was kind of lackadaisical. He had a benefice from an abbey, and he wasn't even a monk. He was getting money from an abbey and was sort of lackadaisical and not really very diligent in his own spiritual life and not particularly zealous as a priest. One time, though, he was brought to the deathbed of a peasant by the woman who was the mistress of a large tenant farm, and this peasant was one of her servants. And in the course of St. Vincent's ministrations with this individual, it was discovered that for years and years this person had been receiving the Eucharist sacrilegiously, and one of the reasons was because no one had made an effort to preach and to educate this person. And the woman who became one of St. Vincent de Paul's greatest patrons realized for years and years she had neglected the welfare of all the people that were under her. And St. Vincent de Paul realized how little had been done for all these people. And that's what originally inspired him to dedicate his life to the service of the poor and to educating priests to serve the needs of the poor. But suddenly it dawned on this woman and on St. Vincent what was at stake. If they hadn't been there at that last moment for that person would have gone to hell, because nobody had done anything to take care of that individual. And so each one of us has to remember that we have a certain amount of time on this earth, and we have many occasions when God brings us His grace, and we need to use that grace well. God is good, God loves us, God is merciful, and His time is mercy. We know from the devotion to the Divine Mercy that the time for mercy is now, not in the next life, it's now. This is the moment of grace, this is the moment of God's visitation, this is the moment when we have the opportunity to repent, to grow in grace, to receive Jesus in the Eucharist, and to capitalize on all the many, many things, graces and mercies that the Lord has given us. It's good to be intellectually curious, especially when that leads to a change of heart and to deeds of justice and mercy. May we have that grace and recognize that this is the hour of our Lord's visitation and the moment of His divine mercy.